Now will you notice the third thing in verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Now he rewards us with an inheritance, and he rewards us for something we haven't done. How wonderful this is. Now, may I call your attention to this? And this is a very wonderful thing. He says here, in whom we have obtained an inheritance. Now, in the overall purpose and plan of God, believers have a part. They are going to inherit with Christ, and they're going to inherit with Christ because they're in Christ. And Paul says in Romans 8:17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Now, these are some of the wonderful things. And then over in 1 Corinthians 3:21, he makes this statement here, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos, Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ. Christ is God. I don't know, that tremendous statement God makes, I don't grasp it all, but it causes me to be lifted from the seat in which I'm sitting and just carried right into the skies. My friend, everything's mine. Everything is mine. Christ belongs to me. Paul belongs to me. Even death may belong to me. All of it's mine. And it's because he's given it to me. So it's going to be an experience. And Christ is mine and God is mine. Oh, friend, how wonderful that is. I don't know about you. I feel like shouting because this is so wonderful that he's done for us here. And he predestinated this. He determined it. You see, predestination always refers to the saved. God never predestinated anybody to be lost, but he predestinated us to get an inheritance. And if he hadn't predestinated it to me, I wouldn't get one because the reward I do not deserve. And this is God's will. And that's the only basis on which this is done. And it's good, and it's right, and it's best. Why? Because God purposed it, my friends, and you can't have it any better than that. Oh, these are the three wonderful things that Christ has done for us. He paid for the church, and I belong to him because he paid a price. How wonderful it is. I can't lose. Oh, how wonderful this is.